Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is comedian OK. And for y'all know me as comedian Organic OK. And this show is called Comedian Organic OK. So this show is Friday, and we will be every Friday that I have the time to do it, we'll be talking about this community day. And this community platform is to inspire and to give the point of view of the community, you know, to allow people to talk. Now, in the day, there's no one talking besides me. But, you know, at this particular time, there's a lot of things that's going on out through the world, and people are feeling different, you know, emotional oppositions, you know, and so I was asked, am I going to be out, you know, contributing in capacities of, you know, possibly protesting right now? At this time, today I'm not protesting. I was asked, am I going out to protest today? And I said, you know, my actual comment was, you know, I'm going through, you know, emergency ER or hospice of oppositions in a sense. But at the same time, you know, it's so important to do things when needed. You know, it's just like when you need help. When you help a person when they need it, it's, you know, very, you know, invested into the, you know, the harvest of what is needed for that time. So, yes, I will be contributing because there's no reason to wait till I need something, because then when you start doing things under those umbrellas, it's more hidden motives to do things such as helping people and helping, you know, what you can possibly help with at that time. So, yes, I am going to be out and contribute under the capacity of what I know I can do. And I see more of a visual platform to create something that can be, you know, utilized and re-energized in the capacity. So what I want to do over this next few weeks, to make a comedy album, and it's going to be, you know, contribute to moments. I can't give you the name because the name needs to be, in a sense, it needs to be, you know, contribute to the capacity where it's hearing this, but this is the day that I'm going to let it out. Look for the actual particular comedy album is going to be out. This day is going to be out. I'm going to let it out June 16th, and I'm going to let another one out June 19th. Those will be 2 days. Yeah, so once again, we are dealing with communities, you know, out to, you know, the world, and, you know, as you're inspired to, you know, do certain things in life, it's not like having that moment as you thinking to have the emotional act, you know, altitude to feed and, you know, share with that moment. Because people sometimes, they're doing so many opposition, you know, it's just something to give someone a little bit of something that can just reach, you know, boot them and put them in a capacity where, wow, I didn't even think of this. So, yeah, I will be doing that. And so I will be releasing it June 16th and June 19th. That will be. And then, matter of fact, because tomorrow, you know, that magical number tomorrow, you know, out there, that's just community, you know, awareness spring. It's the Geminis, you know, it's the Gemini, you know. Tomorrow is another Gemini moment. You know, highlighted a moment, you know, inventory to harvest where the ideas came together to birth something special. And that's tomorrow. And it's going to be something special that have to be created tomorrow. You know, it's going to be created tomorrow. So it's going to be something, you know, that particular moment. But yes, how everybody doing out there at this time in your life as you listening to this platform? Do you feel at this moment, did you have a good day? Was your moment fulfilled? Was it a conversation somebody else asked you as you was going through opposition and it seemed like they was undermining your blessings? What do you say? How is my undermine your blessings? And see the opposition you're going through. They see that, you know, you're not clear what's going on for yourself and they're trying to put their blessings above yours. But it's trying to undermine it in a way that it seems like your blessings more, you know, established and fulfilled. And it is always that the case that so often that they, you know, it's just, there's so many moments where people are doing, you know, they say, I already have no opposition. Now you want to come along and, you know, give my, you know, like this is Corona, you know, like, oh, your blessings is, you know, it's affecting my life. And I want to make sure that you don't spread, you know, any kind of greatness. I want to make sure you. People like that. You know, they size you up too. There's some people, ain't that some people to do something like that? You know who you are. If you don't know who you are, don't look at the signs. They those people. For those that act like they're not the people that bringing all that to your life, it's something. I'm going to take the moment to free. Free. You've got to free yourself. You know, it's so important in our life. We must reconnect. You know, restart up things. You know, because sometimes we have bad connection, right? And then when we get the connection, the frequency right, it's even more better than what we anticipate. So it's so many people out there, it's so many people that have been going through opposition, they set up some more like canned goods. They can look at the labels, and they can look at the experience, and they're trying to, you know, try not to focus on that because their opposition or, you know, it's concentrated, you know, and it's very, you know, compacted, you know, pressure gauge. And they know just a little bit of anything can, you know, waste over the soul in it, like somebody's cooking grease, you know, and trying to get hot enough they can put something in there to cook. But, you know, if it ain't dry and there's still tears and emotion, that grease spills all over you. It spills all over you. And this is the opposition right now that a lot of people are digging through moments of things that they have been through, and this is they're trying to move through it. And, you know, we have to, you know, see these communities. Like, I'm looking to go to all these different communities, towns and cities all over the place, and I'm looking to see so many, you know, environments where people have magical moments. And you know, it's something to see that, you know, we see how, you know, there's so many connected, you know, platforms that we try to find a way to connect with. Yeah, so communities. What do we need to, you know, put together? It's a lot of words. I'm hearing a lot of conversation. I'm hearing a lot of stories about different communities, how things need to be put together, how things need to be formulated, you know, what's the route we need to take to get to that. hear this, and I hear a lot of, you know, asking different cities, let me ask you this, city, what do we need to do? What do you feel as we, I'm in your town, in your city, I'm in your neighborhood, what do you think we need to implement to the actual platform? You know, I tell them what I can contribute, and I go about that way. And as I present what I present, you know, in our life, we all got different levels of creativity, you know, and it's something like you can create something that you feel is great, then you can come across something that's even greater than your creation that's already been unfolded. So it doesn't end there. You know, we have to find other greater moments to fulfill your desires and see how, you know, it measures down to the elegant, you know, form of what you need to create more of who you are on multiple levels. Yes, different cities, different towns, traveling. It's some of what people feel as, why would you come out here to do this? Because people think they should be dictating, you know, the outcome of things that's beyond their abilities. You know, like music and songs, and just created from places where voices and conversations have, in a sense, have been pushed into, you know, this kind of backtrack. You know, music soundtracks at times are like the earthquake sounds of what would it sound like when something have been, in a sense, left and pushed through all these different components where they're not even supposed to be heard, but been left, forgotten, but pushed in and invested. We don't know, you know, how this life can just push great things through. And then people mind and think of what you think is non-existent. You know. And I said, this came to me. Yeah. He thought it was, and the right person got the right approach to change, to make something that you think is not going to be half as good as you anticipate, better than that. You know, I like to say to all the organizers and, you know, activists out there, and people that are not activists, people that just pinning things together as that component, you know, as a label, you know, they have dealt with no labels, you know, riding their label, you know, in the spirit tone, you know, it's so many things to be heard and talked about. You must listen to yourself, take the time to appreciate yourselves. You know, you must understand that this is comedian organic, okay. And we have 15 after the hour. We have 6:13 Pacific Standard Time. What city I'm in right now? Would you believe if I told you? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm in a city right now. Yeah, Richmond, California. I'm in Richmond right now. And this is a place where I, you know, talk about where I operate. That's where I'm from, Richmond, California. People ask me, hey, man, I'm just Richmond. I'm just, man, I haven't stayed in Richmond in some time. But this is one of the platforms where people say, can they find you in Richmond? Hopefully not. The only place I don't really know in Richmond is a burial place. And you can't even find me there, no name tag there right now. Yeah. Based on my age, going to the time frame. But yeah, I'm on this other side of the ground. So yeah. I'm not somewhere you can find me. Somewhere I can find you. You know, I'm looking to find you. I'm looking to go other places. But I ain't looking to be found. You know. You know, this is a part of creation. It's something, you know. As I meet other people, like the community platform would be the platform that I talk about me cleaning up illegal dumping and going to city to town and different neighborhoods, seeing, you know, weeds and, you know, cleaning it up, couches, beds, and things people jump, you know, dropping middle of the street, side of the road. Those are the things that I've been cleaning up, going around the nation and cleaning up. Yeah, so it's going to be a platform where I'm going to be able to give the community that I come to, you know, a little bit of the time that I have. And I will, you know, offer some platforms for that. And then additional to that, I'm actually going to create other platforms where you can actually go on your site and tell me where, what city, you know, what part of town that, you know, and then, you know, let me know that, and then I'll be able to, in a sense, at times I'll be able to go to some place and clean up. I won't be able to stay in that city, in that town, and clean up. I'm not going to stay in one town for, you know, for a whole year, clean up. You know, people say, but how can you do this? How can you do that? You know, it's not about how many things I can't do at the time, it's about how many I can't do. And for those, and it's not discredited other people out there doing some form of that, but it's just what I'm doing, it's just a little bit different because that's my personal interest. So let's be clear. You know, on the platform, we're 18 after the hour. This is Comedian Organic OK. And yes, I'm in the city of Richmond. And I'm talking about the show platform. The show platform is technically the community platform. So the community cat platform, the interviews, allowing people to talk, you know. So this platform could be from me, you know, going to a barbershop, going to a hair salon, you know, restaurants, other, you know, galleries. It's a lot of different platforms that I will be interviewing people and, you know, and talking to people. So this particular day is more of a, is based around more of a interviewing capacity. This is what Friday is, community is more based in that capacity of that, you know, this type, you know, because it is, yes, it is, it's more of, you see, interviewing, you know, more of, you know, hey, how you doing, you know, your business, you know, how long you've been operating your business, what do you feel, you know, as far as the community, what do you feel needs to be implemented, you know, from your business, you know, are you, how long you've been here, you know, and the person say how many years they've been here, you know, some people ask you information totally different than others, you know, you're not going to have the same type of business sometimes, speak and respond to things different because they have, you know, other skills, because some people, even though they have other skills, they may be specifying other capacities of information because they have, you know, have traveled a lot. So, yeah, some people maybe be in the field, that the field that they're in, you know, they're really good in that field because they have so many other expertise. So it makes what they're dedicated to just makes it look even more, you know. So what people look at, like, oh, man, there's components to this. Oh, man, so many components to this. And that look, it make you, oh, man, I know, like, and that's a look because that person, you know, that individual bring those components to the table. And when someone brings, you know, those components together, then you're like, oh, man, it's like if someone, you know, whatever the field that was in, say, at my particular, the things that I cover, I'm a stand-up comedian, that's what I'm doing, you know, and that, that capacity, what that look like? It looked like a couple of different things. Then we have other components to the actual setup, to, you know, We have to look at it in ways like, you know, I'm a motivational, you know, speaker at the same time, but even though I'm a motivational speaker, that doesn't limit, you know, capacity of what else do you do, you know? Voiceovers, you know, it's still a form of, you know, or do you act? Yeah, I'm an actor too. But there's other components to that, that it puts things in a capacity, in a form that you can actually see the creation and the creation of other platforms. And when you see these components of other platforms, you actually, you're able to put together these capacities of information that you can see people in the ability that they are collectively unfolding, and how the things that you're looking to see and things that you've been thinking about, maybe some years you've been thinking about something, and somebody you see pit these collective amount of things in an energy way that it reflect the way that you're thinking, the way you want to see it. And then those are the things that you are, oh, man, you know, hey, you let's do this. Hey, let's work on this. Hey, let's see these things together. Let's fall in place. Let's create this kind of, you know, perspective where I like to see more of my vision. You know, I see you're carrying my kind of vision, but then person is showing your kind of vision, but they're not connected. They want to connect with you, you know. And those are the things, because you have so many people that creating places, creating things that reflect all of you, you know, respect things like you, you know. And think about how you have so many people, relatives and people that you're not connected to, that you identify with seeing them, but you don't identify with them as they're not connecting on a level that you can connect to them as far as a conversation directly. Maybe talking about things you want to hear, but that conversation is not directed to you. And as you talk, you can feel disconnect. You can see the things that they're avoiding. You can see they're not maybe even coming up to you. I mean, they may not even be talking to you. You may see components where your mind is seeing things almost like you disconnect as a dream would be. When you're seeing relatives in a dream, in your mind, you're seeing all the components come together, but then they may be in the same house, the same room as you, and it's not the same connection. And it's just so many levels that, you know, just, you know, and it's messages, because there's a lot of messages that's being put into the soul, you know, and it's certain levels that we're overlooking. This is 624. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Comedian Organic OK. And so this show, we're getting to the end of the actual show platform. And, you know, it's so many things. You know, I was seeing many years of great deal of different performers and different stories where people that you hear, they recorded some things. And as they recorded things, it never got released. And when it never got released, someone had come across it. I've seen some things that come across it. Wow, these things are creative. And you'd be thinking that these things came together, but these things never came together for the capacity of the people in that time. You know, but the message has always been left around to be, you know, the conversation where you're bringing it back to life to another, you know, vision. And that's what happens a lot of times. You know, you see people pictures, and the pictures make you, you know, oh, man. And then you see the person, and you're like, wow. And see, it's a different period of time right now. You have a lot of people that are emotionally, you know, set up in a capacity where they are actually connecting, and they're actually seeing blitz that they have been, you know, representing an awakening club. And this capacity that you have to, you know, live through and read, you know, as a saying, you know, that people use, they say, this is deja vu, you know. This love thing and this connectedness is level of deja vu, and it is so much of a visual connection where we have to understand those components. And, you know, as we are trying to forget and leave things behind, it's other times and people that come in the world that have a clear view. So don't worry. The information is not being left, but you're leaving yourself at times where knowledge are falling through, answers are closing the gap where pain is coming into new life and is freeing things that you call problems. Yes, we are at 27 after hour. This is Comedian Organic OK. And we're getting to the end of the show. And for those who are dealing with a path and dealing with capacity information that they're trying to, you know, unfold and come to understanding. All right. So another thing that I was getting through is you're dealing with a time period where you got so much information that is coming and it's being presented, and it may not be something that you didn't want to hear, depending on when you hear it, but it is something that as you hear people talk about things from different periods of time, you see so many connected moments, how a person talk, you know, how a person, you know, connect to things that, you know, you remember from past beginnings. You know, right now we're dealing with a lot of different things that, as far as community, people trying to, you know, protest for different purposes right now and different, you know, connected moments. And time go by and we people connecting, we're not going to have the same meaning. And so people realize even if you do protest, you have different meanings behind people and different people. They're going to be different shapes and different uniforms, so people are not necessarily going to feel the same emotion, even when they're very sincere about what they feel. You're not going to necessarily identify and agree with them. So it's so many components that people think everybody's going to agree. They're not all going to agree on the same thing. And then depending on how that component operates, some successful going to change hands, but not necessarily going to have the same understanding. And you're going to have things that you think that's going to be hitting home, but it's going to be, you know, our house. There's going to be other components where things you're not really identifying. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK, and this is the show, and we are wrapping up this community show platform. And this is the end of the moment, and thank everyone for being a part of your thoughts. Take care.